Happy holidays and happy new year to everyone out there in Vertifor Insurance podcast land, the VIP. I'm Rick Fox, the host. And as I mentioned last week, this is another week of the best of. My team is, I haven't heard from them. They won't respond to my texts. They have ghosted me for the last 2 weeks as they recover from all of the work that they had to do on this thing. And again, I'm so appreciative of my team. I will mention them again, Dylan, Ellen, Madison, love you guys. You do great work and we do great stuff here that we get out all this great information that we get to our industry. So without any further ado, in our best of series, I am more than happy to announce that this will be Angela Adams. She is the, she runs Angela Adams Consulting and is a incredible woman, an incredible source of knowledge in this industry and a great listen and just an all-around great person. So listen up. This will be good. I will say this as I always do, but give me the best New Year's, Christmas, New Year's present of all. Go subscribe, send me a note, connect with me on LinkedIn, and let me know who else we should have on the show. Let me know what else we can do to make it even better. But so far, the feedback has been overwhelmingly awesome, and I'm grateful for all of it. So here's Angela Adams, and we will see you all in 2020.
Welcome to the Vertifor Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertifor. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Welcome back to another episode of the Vertifor Insurance Podcast. I'm Rick Fox, the host, and today I am not only excited but honored to have Angela Adams, president of Angela Adams Consulting. I count her as a friend. I think she is one of the most knowledgeable people in our industry, and like I said, not only excited but honored to have you. Angela, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Rick. I enjoy listening to your podcast, and I'm honored to be your guest.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to have some fun today. We're going to get a lot of information. Everybody out there in podcast land, make sure to be taking notes. And also, do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Keep the emails coming. Comments down below. Everything you can do. We're getting a lot of good feedback on this, getting incredible listen rates. So I want to just keep that going. I do want to, before we get started, I'm going to let Angela kind of tell you about her background, but I have to tell a quick story. So Angela has one child. She lives in South Carolina, but is currently in Texas because she is this week dropping off that only child to Texas A&M. And I've got to, you know, double thank you because this has got to be a very traumatic week for you, Angela.
You know, people keep saying that, keep saying, aren't you sad? And I will tell you honestly, sad is not what I'm feeling at all. I'm excited because he's where he wants to be. He's thrilled to be here. He wants to study mechanical engineering. We went through the election process, and Texas A&M is where he felt at home and loved it.
That's
so great. He's excited about his journey. My husband and I are going to be RVing full time. So we're excited about our journey. So of all the adjectives I would use, sad and traumatic are not in there. It's excited. It's happy. We're very blessed and we're happy to be where we both are going. It was our job to raise him to be an independent adult. And now we're seeing the fruition of that work.
That's great. And probably I'm guessing, and I don't know, but I'm going to guess that you got him in the dorm, got him settled, made sure he had a little dinero in his account. And he said, Mom, Dad, don't let the door hit you on the way out. I'm guessing. I'm just guessing.
He was nicer about it than that. But yes, that was the message. He did not want us to help him unpack, didn't want our help with anything, wanted to do it himself. And you know, that's how we raised him. We raised him to be independent, and we succeeded, buddy.
Congratulations, Angela. If you parent at all like you educate this industry, I'm sure your son is set up for success.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Well, so Angela, tell us a little bit about your background. I really doubt there's very few people listening that don't at least know who you are, probably have heard you speak, but just give us sort of your story and how you ended up here today on this podcast.
Absolutely. My story started in 1985 in Augusta, Georgia, when I was a graduate with a degree in accounting and went to work for an independent insurance agency in Augusta, Georgia. It just so happened that a week after I started, they started looking for computer systems. And as a college graduate who had at least worked on a computer, I was kind of pulled into that project.
Okay.
After a long search, we chose AMS Series 1, which is a Vertifor original
product. Yes, it is.
And I learned the insurance side because I was kind of the project leader for implementing that in the agency. And from there, I fell in love with insurance, fell in love with the people in the industry. Several producers and I left and formed a startup agency in 1992. I actually did training as an independent contractor to Vertifor in 98 and 99 as agencies were moving to AFW, which was a Y2K compliant system. I went back into an agency that I bought into in Atlanta. And when my son was born in 2001, decided that I would do consulting part-time and become a stay-at-home mom. And that lasted about 2 months. And after 2 months, my husband and I and a friend were trading Joseph back and forth, literally at the airport.
Oh, no.
And the demand was such for the consulting services that I offered that my husband became a stay-at-home dad.
Okay.
And he raised Joseph and we grew the business. And it's just been such an amazing journey. And I've loved every minute of it.
Well, and I think what's great, and you said in the middle, and there's plenty of people that can relate to this, is no one really started out thinking, you know, when you're a kid, you know, I want to be a fireman. I want to be a doctor. I want to be an NBA basketball player. No one was on the playground saying, I want to be in the insurance industry. So you're right about that. But then the other thing that happens to so many of us that have been doing this for such a long time is that you get into it. And like you said, you kind of fall in love with it. It kind of becomes part of who you are, and the ability to work in an industry where you can help other people mostly in their time of need, or in the case of what I do, in the case of what you do, now help people that help those people. It's quite a thing. It's quite a positive thing. And I'm, like I said, I'm a big fan. I never come out of a conversation with you and not feel like I learned something and felt like you wanted me to learn something. So that is good stuff. All right. So Angela, you're out on the road, you're at shows, you're talking to agents all the time. I know this because I see you a lot of places. But I want you to kind of tell me from your side, what are the trends in the industry? What's happening out there that's important for people, not only they might already kind of know or might not at all, but kind of how the industry is trending right now. Talk to me about that.
I think one of the most important things that I would want agency owners to think about is be careful to maintain the relationships with your clients.
Yeah, I love
and that may sound opposite of what somebody who pushes technology should say, because often what I'm doing is trying to get agencies to embrace technology, which is critically important. But the time we save by embracing technology on the processing side needs to be spent on the client side, building relationships. And I think so many times we focus on becoming more efficient, more efficient, more efficient, so that we can handle larger and larger books of business. And we forget that relationship is what sets us apart
so true.
From direct writers, from other players in our industry.
Yeah. And even from your competitors down the street right now, it's a competitive landscape. You, like you said, you've got directs, you've got captives, and you've got all the other independents. If you are not taking advantage of exactly what you just said, which is leveraging technology to make the people that do insurance stuff more available to do insurance stuff and build those relationships, you are doing your agency a disservice.
And you'll see that in your retention numbers.
Correct.
If the only conversations you ever have with your clients are left you because they found a better price, then you need to sit back and say, why did they search for a better price?
Yep.
Because searching for new insurance is nothing people look forward to doing.
No.
They went out and searched because they didn't have a relationship with you. And that retention ratio should be what you use to make sure you're maintaining good relationships with your clients.
All right. So expand on that a little bit. Talk to me about that relationship and building that relationship. I think something that is who you're having a relationship with, right? That's also kind of a pretty hot button in today's world, is kind of knowing that audience. Talk to me about that.
And not only who you're having the relationship with, but how you're having that relationship,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
If you've got clients across a wide range, which you may have clients who want to deal with you via email. You may have clients who want to deal with you via texting. You may have clients who want to come in through a client portal and never actually talk to you at all, just give you the information.
Yeah, it's such a good point.
And making sure you know how every client wants to deal with you and reflect that back. One of the cool things I read recently, and I found that we were guilty of it, we would have somebody email us that they were interested in our services, and we would pick up the phone and call them. Well, that's exactly wrong. We should be mirroring the method they reached out to us with. So if they email us, we should email them back. If they
I think this is so crucial that I want to slow it down just for a second, because I think you're nailing something here that is missed. People start thinking, well, no one wants to be called, so I better email them. And no one wants to be texted because that's impersonal. You've nailed something that I want you to continue on, but slow it down and really make the point, because I think this is a takeaway that every agent, if either doing or not doing, any one of those three things, they should be addressing this situation right now. So go back to what you said about mirroring that and really kind of dig into it for me, because I think this is crucial to an agency really taking that next step.
Okay. So you can't make assumptions about how a client wants to hear from you. What you want to do is mirror how they contacted you. So if a prospect emails you, you should email them back. If they call you, you should call them back. Assume that clients don't want to be called, because it's not going to be the same preferred method for everyone.
Right.
And you can't stereotype that by age. You may have an older person like my mother who would prefer an email.
Right.
You may have a young person who prefers a phone call. The best way for you to determine how you should respond is to mirror how they contacted you. And in your management system, that needs to be recorded someplace obvious. So
yep.
Anybody who's working with this agency knows what that preferred communication method is.
I love that. I think that is so powerful today for agents to be able to, you know, take a second, take a beat, listen to your customer. They are telling you by communicating with you how they want to be communicated with. And if you are taking the time to meet them where they live, which anyone who's listened to this podcast has heard me say, I really think that's a step in incredibly big step in the right direction. All right. Give me any other trends we should talk about?
The other trend that I love seeing is the nationwide agencies who are currently joining the independent agency system.
Good point.
They can show us how to write personal lines profitably, how to market life insurance better, and all of the things that they have been so good at. And I think we can teach them how to find the best carriers for clients, how to thrive in a multi-carrier environment. And I love seeing that enthusiasm that the nationwide agencies who are converting to the independent agency system are bringing with them.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I think it brings a whole nother sort of layer of interest and interesting, because you've got this, like you said, these captives that have been doing it a certain way, and it's probably been really successful the way they've been doing it, the way their larger entity has helped them do it. So for us to be able to, from the independent side, to be able to help them, you know, bridge that gap to the independent side, but at the same time to be able to listen and say, okay, my agency, like you said, isn't good at cross-selling life. How are you doing it? My agency works in a multi-carrier environment. Let me show you how to do that. Again, it's such a great industry for people to collaborate, not necessarily collaborate, but just to jump in and help each other. It's always felt very welcoming. So I love that one, Angela. Any more? Give me one more. One more trend that you think is sort of people should be listening to, should already know, but don't, already kind of know, but you can give some more color on.
The other trend that I'm enjoying right now is the general generational transfer of agencies. We work with a number of agencies that are going through this right now. And what's really cool is I can think of three off the top of my head where this generational transfer is going to the daughters instead of the sons.
Aha.
And these new women agency owners are bringing a greater focus on customer focus, on service side of it. It's not just sell and forget it. It's balance the two together.
Okay.
They're bringing a lot of energy, a lot of great ideas, a lot of empathy. So not only are we seeing generational transfers to daughters, we're seeing a lot of agencies started by women.
Yes.
And they have their whole own ideas about what the culture of the agency should be, what the community involvement of the agency should be. They're bringing an enthusiasm, they're bringing new ideas, and it makes the whole independent agency stronger to have these women own agencies.
Well, and I think that's a great segue for us, because I want to get your feedback and get your knowledge and just talk about women in the industry. It feels like such a great, like there's been this transformation where not only are there so many more women, especially women, like you said, agency owners, women in powerful positions, but that perspective, I think, has helped shift this industry as we've changed and as we've evolved. I want to get Angela Adams' perspective on women in the industry and where that is and where that's going.
Absolutely. As I stated, I started in 1985 in Augusta, Georgia. In that agency and in all Southern agencies of the time, we had men who sold insurance and we had girls who did clerical work.
Yep.
It wasn't even men and women. It was men and girls. In 1990, I became an agency owner in Augusta, Georgia. I may have been the only female agency owner in the state. I was definitely the only one in Augusta, Georgia.
Wow.
And it was a very interesting time. The first time I attended the independent agents meeting, which was only agency owners, and I was the only woman in the room. It was a very interesting experience, right? It was definitely an all-boys club.
Yes, it was.
In the 2000s, you started seeing more women in managerial roles and in sales. There were a lot of very successful women differently, right? Thrill of the hunt, it's take care of the customer. It's serve those needs. It's listening better. And all of those skills that women brought to those sales positions, the men learned and adapted, and it made both better. Now we've got a lot of not only agency owners who are women, we have agencies as heads of carriers. We've got more and more successful women in here, including Amy Zupon, head of Vertifor, who is a woman.
I'm Linda, a big fan. I'm a big fan of hers.
Absolutely. And Linda Dodson, head of NetView.
Also a fan. Yes.
So since 1985, we've gone from being the girls who type policies to running a lot of these major companies in the industry. And I think that's good for the industry. It's not we should be given those roles because we're due them or for quotas. It's because women in those roles makes us a better industry.
Well, and I think if you, I mean, there's another thing that's happened along with this, and we've seen with InsurTech and all of the technological changes that have happened, you've seen a lot of really smart people come into the industry from outside of the industry to give different perspective. And what I love about what you're saying about women, and two incredible women that you mentioned, is it's perspective. It's not like, I love that you said it. It's not owed anybody. It's the right person for the job. But what they're bringing in is a little bit different, maybe a really different perspective on, like you said, how do I sell? How do I listen? How do I run a business? What are our priorities? How do we plan? And so you get to a level where you said the girls, and I cringe for a minute because I did at one point, back in my agency days, acquire an agency where I brought on the principal with my staff, and it was of my 10 CSRs, one was a guy and 9 were female. And he would consistently say things like, can we get one of the girls to do it? And I'm like, hey, we don't, that's not okay anymore. This is 10 years ago, not 30 years ago. So I love that it's that not only is the attitude changing, the ratio is changing, and to your point, just having different thought processes and different ways to look at things is such an impactful thing in this industry. So let's move on from that. Yep. Angela, do you have any other thing on that, or do you want me to go to my next topic?
The other thing I would mention is that Angela Adams Consulting, we're practicing what we preach in regards to this, in that our company is 82% female.
Nice.
100% of the management team is female. And the other thing, and I was just looking at this statistic over the weekend, we're 41% Gen X in
wow.
an industry that's collapsing under the weight of our baby boomers.
Yeah.
So loved in our own statistic seeing that our highest category of aged employees is Gen X. Our Gen X is now outnumber our baby boomers.
That is it, and that is such an important topic right now between millennials and Gen X and baby boomers. And everybody kind of knows the buzzwords. And any business, your business, our business, an agency, if you're not paying attention to those kind of stats that Angela just gave us, in regards to not only your clients but your employees, you're missing an opportunity. Like, not only does that go back to what you said a while ago, Angela, about how do I communicate with people, because every generation has a little different whether that be tone or approach, but it also in different communication styles. Do I send mass emails? Do I have one-on-ones in person? Like, And just, again, the thing that we do in this podcast is we talk about ways to make the agency better, and taking the time, if you listen to this podcast, to carve out one or two things that you can go do in your day to maybe make the agency a little better. This also fits into that category of talking about, okay, I've got 22 employees and 14 of them are above the age of 55. What is my plan? And starting to incorporate that into your day-to-day strategies is really how you push the needle. So I want to kind of shift gears on you. I love that part. I am very, very, as you know, I work for a company that is led by an amazing woman. We have a lot of great industry people now that are female. I think it's just going to get better and better. And again, like you said, it's not based on like, oh, we got to have a woman in there. It's we've got to have the right person. And now more and more that is becoming female. So great to have that conversation. I want to switch gears and talk to you about being involved in the industry. You are at the top edge of, you and your firm are at the top edge of being out there, meeting people, being involved, and what that involvement looks like. Talk to me about what you're out doing, why you're doing that. Talk to me about what people should be thinking about and looking at to be more involved in the industry, whether that's on a local level, on a national level, on a group level. Talk to me about that.
Absolutely. And I run a business with 70 employees. I understand how easy it is to get sucked into your own whirlpool that you cannot escape from. And so in searching out groups to be involved with, one of the things I looked for was a group where I could get out of the trees and actually see the forest. And the two that I love are ACT, which is the Agents Council on Technology.
We've had Ron on a podcast. Absolutely. If you haven't listened, go back and listen to it. It's very informational.
I love it because you can step back and talk, collaborate, and think out loud with not only independent agents, but carriers, vendors, consultants, other people in our industry, and get a perspective that's completely different than when you're sitting in your office putting out fires. And most people have no idea the resources that are amazing, that are available through ACT for free. So if you go to the ACT website, there are incredible resources, including a whole section on the client experience, which I'm going to brag a little on one particular section of the ACT website, and that's the client experience page, because I was on that work group, and I know how much hard work went into that for over a year to develop this resource that's absolutely free for anybody to use. So if you haven't gone out to the ACT website and looked at the resources, not only on the client experience, but on cybersecurity, and a whole list of other topics. It's free. Take the time to go use those resources. Just using the resources will get you out of your whirlpool and thinking about the bigger picture.
So true.
And the second organization that I have to talk about is NetView. I went to my first meeting, and it was AMS Users Group back then. 1985, right after my agency went to Series 1, and I really needed help. You know, I had come from the accounting side, not the insurance side, so I was getting thrown questions about how to do something on the system that I didn't even necessarily really understand yet. And the users group was my salvation, and it's the reason that of all the chapters countrywide, the Georgia NetView group is still my home chapter, even though I don't live in the state anymore, because that chapter was my life jacket when I got thrown into the deep end in 1985. And I love working with all the chapters, but Georgia chapter in specific. I went to my first national NetView meeting in 1986, and I've been going ever since. Angela Adams Consulting first had an exhibit booth at National in 2003, and we've already purchased our booth for 2019 in Minneapolis. We love teaching classes at conference. We love seeing our current customers. We love meeting new customers. NetView is a critical organization for everybody to be involved in, because in a lot of agencies, your salary is your largest expense and your automation systems are second. There are agencies who spend $100,000 a year on their automation systems and won't spend the money to go to a local chapter meeting or to the Accelerate conference.
And I want to drop a little challenge out there to our listeners. I am, you know, we've been preaching a lot of betterment to the agency in these last few pod or most of the podcasts. And I think where the rubber meets the road for me is here. I'm going to drop a challenge. Whether you're an agency owner or your management position, even if you work at a carrier, carve out 20 minutes a day for the next 5 days. Start on a Monday. You know, you'll probably listen to this on Thursday. If you listen to it back, then whatever day it is, and 20 minutes a day, carve out no meetings, no phone calls, nothing, and better your lot in your career, in your life. If you own an agency, it's things like what Angela is talking about. Are you part of a user group for your management system, whether that's NetView, whether that's AppliedNet, wherever you are in that journey? You don't know as much as everybody else possibly could collectively. So taking 20 minutes and saying, okay, I'm going to work on how I communicate with my customers and how I meet them where they are from our earlier piece of the conversation. I'm going to work on analyzing either my current clients or my employees and look at where my generational shortcomings might be. I'm going to spend 20 minutes a day and figure out how I get more involved in a group that can really help me learn and get better as an agency. That's my challenge to everybody out there, is just 20 minutes a day for a week. And at the end of that week, look back and see if you got stuff done. You can always find 20 minutes. In fact, yeah, never mind. I was going to say, take the time to listen to this podcast, but I still want you to listen to the podcast. So don't take that time away. All right, Angela, I'm going to do this real quick.
I was just going to add, the best way to make sure you spend that 20 minutes a day is go ahead and put it on your calendar. Put it on your calendar for the next 5 days. Make an appointment with yourself. That's how you hold yourself accountable for it.
I love it. All right, let's wrap this up. Let's make this a digestible thing. There's plenty. People are jotting down notes wildly right now because there's so much great information here, Angela. How do people get a hold of you? Is it LinkedIn, your website? Just give me a quick, how do people get a hold of either you or your company?
Absolutely. We are on, our website is angelaadamsconsulting.com. We've got a talk link there. So if you want to web chat with us, you can do that. We're also in LinkedIn, company profile, and a personal profile. You can call our 800 number if you'd like to use your phone. See, I'm giving you all the methods, and yes, we will mirror it back.
Practice what you preach, Angela. Practice what you preach.
I try. Our 800 number is 888-485-7779.
All right, so let's do this. That's great information. I want to wrap this up the way we always wrap it up. It is the little segment that where we're going to record this next bit, and we're going to put it in a time capsule. We're going to bury it, and somebody's going to uncover it in a week, in a month, in 2 years. It is Angela Adams' one big piece of advice for the insurance industry. Go.
My big piece of advice is take the time to work on your business, not just in your business. And I know that's usually said as a cliche, but I mean it. So busy putting out the fires and living in your own whirlwind that you don't step back. You've got to know your agency. You've got to know what your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats are. You need to know what your retention numbers are. You need to know what your metrics are. And you've got to develop a strategic plan that encompasses all of those things. If you don't take the time to do that, then you're stuck always being reactive to whatever fire is out there. And you'll never get where you want to go. The way to take your agency to where you want it to be is to shift from being reactive to being proactive. And that includes knowing what's going on in the industry, yeah. not just in your agency.
That's such good stuff.
There are so many of us who have been blessed in this industry. We're blessed to be in this industry. And it's time to give back, to help younger people find their way into the fold, and to use our experience to make the industry we love be the best it can be going forward. Find the organization that lets you give back to the industry that has been so good to you.
That is such a great piece of advice. I am glad that we got that. That will go into our time capsule. Dylan, our producer, is going to run out into the woods tonight and bury it so that someone can uncover it, and they will get that incredibly good piece of advice from Angela Adams. Angela, thank you so much. I want to do it again sometime soon because I feel like we could just go on and on, but I want this to be the right amount of time for people to digest it. Such great information. I'm so appreciative of not only you coming on the show, but what you do for this industry. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you, Rick. It was great talking to you about something I'm so passionate about.
Clearly you are. And so thanks everybody for listening to the VIP. Don't forget to subscribe. We're trying to get our subscriber numbers up, and my email address, rfox@vertifor.com. Send me a note. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't. And also, most importantly, tell me who I should be getting on the show that can give great information to this great industry that we work in. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Vertifor Insurance Podcast, and tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertifor.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at vertifor.com.